Good morning. Thank you for joining me here on the Bible Baptist Hour. Pastor Heaton with you, as you've already been told, I think. and we want to start a new message today. It's called Some Great Bible Truths. But before we get into anything else, let me give you some information about our church. Bible Baptist Church is located in Lupton on the east side of the street. That way, no matter which way you come into town, you can find us. Big parking lot across the street, big white sign in the middle of it, telling you about our services and telling you the name of our church, etc. And we hope that if you have no place to go to church, maybe you'll give us a try. If you're looking for a church in some area and not sure where to look, our announcer at the end of the program will give you some information. And if you'll take the time to copy it down, write us a note, we'll do our best to help you find a place where you can worship. As we've said a number of times, and we'll say it again, we're not here to take place of your church. We're not here to ask you for your offerings. We're not here to do any of that kind of stuff. We believe in the local church, and we stand behind the local church, okay? So we're not trying to be your preacher. We're not trying to be your church. And I realize that some of you are shut in. I know that some over the years there's been some people who said, well, Pastor, I can't get out to go to church anymore. And I can appreciate that. And I hope that we'll be a blessing to you and help to you in that way. But we're not trying to take the place of your church or your pastor, which I'm sure that you by now have figured that out. I hope anyways. Service time's 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for the morning service, 6 o'clock for the evening service. We have a teen time on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and we have a youth time on Thursday night on our midweek service for the younger ones. I can't remember the name of it, but it's for ages 5 through 12, and I think it's called a Closer Look Club or something like that. So they'd be glad to have you if you have nowhere else to go. We have been here since 1976, and God's been very good to us over those years. We've been here on this radio station, I think, since 1978, somewhere around there, and we appreciate the time they've given us. And we used to have a live program on Sunday nights, and you might remember that. But that was a long time ago, and I'm too old to do that anymore. All right, I'm going to come to a close of what I have to say here. Again, the sermon title for today is Some Great Bible Truths. This is part one. We'll be in John 8:32, and we hope that you'll join us in that passage there and with some other passages that we'll have as we give you the word this morning. The Amick family is going to sing a song I'm sure you're familiar with called The Family Bible. When that's over, we'll be in the first part of the sermon, Some Great Bible Truths. When that's over, our announcer will give you some information where you can get a hold of us. And please do that if you would. Thank you.
There's a family Bible on the table. Each page is torn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will forever be my key to memories. And when the day count our many blessings one by one, and I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can this rock of ages cleft for me. This old world of ours is filled with trouble. This old world would oh so better be if we found more Bibles on the table and mothers singing. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. And I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages. Ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me.
All right. Okay. John 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Chapter 17. Verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Chapter 18. Some of your pages stick together. If you read more often, it'll break that gold ill along there and it won't stick together. John 18, verse 37. Boy, that guy's a hateful preacher, isn't he? Oh, he's picking on me. Okay. 37, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, speaking of Jesus, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I in the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what's truth? Let's pray. Father, as we endeavor to look into the Word of God today and see some truth, might it really appear as truth to us? And might we do something with it? Maybe there's someone in this room this morning that's lost. Maybe they need to be saved. Or obviously, if they're lost, they need to be saved. And I pray that they might understand that fully today and do something about it. Whatever the needs are, even among the saints of God, I know you're capable of meeting them. Help this preacher. I need some direction, Dave. I need some help. I can't do this without you. So please guide our thoughts and our words, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to take some time and talk to you this morning about some great Bible truths. Now, if you've ever read your Bible, of course you know the whole Word of God is truth. But there are some things said in the Bible that are, might call them foundations, things that we ought to be governing our life by. Okay? For instance, there are things that Satan said over in Genesis that we don't want to govern our life by. But they're the truth because he said them and God recorded it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But there are some established things in the Bible, and you know them. the question is this morning is, are we like Pilate, and do we question things, what's truth? Is there people today who hear truth but wonder if it is the truth? Paul said this, am I therefore your enemy because I tell you the truth? The obvious answer to that question is yes. People consider you an enemy if you tell them the truth. Can't imagine how many people think I'm a hateful person because I told them the truth. Okay. I know I'm hateful, but I'm a good hateful. Okay. How many times has a person got upset at another person who's done nothing but simply told them the truth? Let me ask you this question. Why did you come to church today? It's rhetorical. You don't have to answer. Did you come to hear the truth? Or did you come to judge what you heard? You know, some people spend their time on Sunday morning judging everything they hear. Rather than taking it at face value as truth, they try to find something about it they can change it. I'm afraid that many of you enjoy hearing the truth just so you can find fault with the one who presents the truth. That's just an observation. After 27 years, I promise you that I've heard, well, yeah, I know what he said, but just remember, I'm not the one who wrote it. I'm just the one who's bringing it. You know? I mean, even a drunk can bring a message, but the message is still true. Job's three friends said a lot of truth. They just didn't say it for the right reason.
That's right.
The devil said some truth. Even once in a while you do. Someone said to hear truth and not accept it does not nullify truth. Okay, so when we hear truth and we go, oh, I don't care, that doesn't nullify it. It's like a guy saying, well, I don't believe there's a hell. It don't change it. Amen? It don't change it. It's like saying, I don't believe in God. Well, you know what he did? He got real upset and went on the corner and cried.
Yeah,
right. So you don't believe in God. That doesn't change who God is. That doesn't change God's feeling. That doesn't change anything about God. The only thing is it just changes you. That's all. It doesn't change God. God never changes. Somebody said this. Everyone wishes to have the truth on their side, but it is not everyone that wishes to be on the side of truth. Think about that for a while. Somebody said to Abraham Lincoln, said, do you think God's on your side? And he said, I'm not so concerned whether God's on my side. I'm more concerned whether I'm on his side. I mean, he did say a couple of things that were intelligent. Jesus once said to the Jews, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. A man by the name of Douglas Huggins is quoted to have said, if you find the truth anywhere in the world, seize upon it, for real truth cannot contradict the Bible. Okay? Real truth cannot contradict the Word of God. Now, you're going to hear a lot of things that are said to be truth, but when you check them out in this book, you find out they're not. The Bible contains the truth, and it is in itself the truth, and yet we all have a tendency to accept from it which we choose to be the truth. The Bible contains the truth because in itself it is the truth. But yet we have a tendency to pick from here what we think is the truth. I'd venture to say that there are a number of people in this auditorium this morning who may, from time to time, hear truth expounded and say, well, that's just how you feel about it. No. How you feel about truth does not nullify what truth is. Amen. Let me explain myself more fully. Ephesians 5. I know I'm not very clear here this morning. I have a tendency to be dark. Five 27. It's talking about the church. In verse 26, that he might sanctify, cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it, speaking of the church, to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be what? All right, let me say this truth here. I'm going to say a truth. I'm going to tell you a truth. Okay, I'm going to tell you a truth. That saints are expected to be holy. That's the truth. You see, already flags have gone up. See? I've told you a truth, and already somebody's going, now I know where he's headed. No, you don't have a clue where I'm headed.
That's right. Amen.
You're already headed somewhere. That's what the problem is. You're already headed for the knob that says off and on. Because the truth has been presented that you don't want to accept as a truth only on the grounds of which you want to accept it. See? Now, I'm sure that most anybody listening to me has read that verse, knows that verse. And here's what you understand by that verse, and it is true. You understand that someday, you understand that someday we're going to be holy. That's what you understand right there. And it is the truth of the verse. That's what you understand. And that's what you want to understand, because you want to understand that and believe that, because you don't want anything to change what you are right now. Colossians 1. And I'll tell you what, the people I had this designed for aren't here this morning. That's the truth, isn't it, brother? All right, Colossians 1. And I know that some of you have already thought, boy, where is so-and-so this morning? I'll tell you what, all mornings to be gone, this is the one. Colossians 1, verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh to the death, through death, to present you what? See that? So we know, we read it right here in the Bible, there's the truth that one day he wants to present us what? Holy. Okay. The final presentation has its beginning right here, because look at verse 23 now. Because you see, verse 22 didn't end, did it? Did it? Those of you who have any grammatical understanding of the English language know that that semicolon at the end of verse 22 did not stop the thought process. What's the first word of verse 23? Oh, in other words, the presentation of holiness doesn't someday, when I get the Lord, says, Well, you're a snot head and you never live right, but I'm going to wash you up and make you clean. Well, amen, preacher. No, the process of your holiness begins now. If ye continue. Lord says, I want to present you this way, but it's going to take some effort on your part here. Amen. Well, you see, me and the Lord can't clean you up? Oh, yeah, he ain't cleaning you up, but do you really want that kind of a rub down? How many of you boys ever had mama wash your neck? How many of you would admit, oh, Seth got his hand up? How many of you older men in here, because the little boys there, they're not going to admit to that. That's a shameful thing to say that mama had to wash my neck. How many of you older men here would ever remember having your mama say, back in the bathroom? Oh, there's one boy raising his hand. Back in the bathroom. How many of you have ever had mama to come in while you was taking your bath, you know, when you were little? And she said, did you wash your neck? Did you wash behind your ears? And then she got the wash rag out. Uh-oh, another boy owning up down here. She got the wash rag out and she put some soap on there and she didn't scrub. Oh, no. She brought bulldozers and dynamite and stuff in. You would have for sure thought that blood must be running down the back of your neck and your ear. Why? Mama wanted you to be clean. And see, what we haven't... Listen to me. Here's how you accept this truth. You accept this truth that you're saved and going to heaven, but it don't matter how you live right now, because one of these days he's going to clean you all up over here. That's how you believe it. See, that's how you believe it. Why? You read these couple, three verses, and that's how you believe it, although you didn't get all of this one here thought because you missed verse 23. And oh, if we were done, this would be good, but we're not. Turn to 2 Timothy. A truth, God expects the saints to live holy.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to the Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.